Now they go down, laughing, to the shore. Now they shout for food, for ale clamour. But truly this face and that, grey-masked. Ye in the fire-grey embers, the pots, with raw meat on the bones and cold dregs. Leifulf would not cook that day. Leifulf walked under the crag with red hands, and never a cook wore such a coat. Soon gold and scarlet from throat to hem, and seven buttons of carved ivory. Then Sigurd blew strong breath on the embers, but the fire died on the stones. Would they break down a door for kindling? The sport and the laughter were dead in them, suddenly like the fire. And one said, "The peasant will need his door in winter." One said, "Every man drinks his own cup of death, whatever road he takes, forest or firth, or mountain path, or moor scratchy with winds. At the end of the road is the cup brimming with shadows. He must hold over his grey mouth the inverted cup to the uttermost black drop." In the church the mass of the dead is sung. The earl said, "Go now, in order, to the ship." The earl that had drunk the cup said nothing, a day and a night, nothing. Nor priest, nor presence came about that silence. With the evening star, the soul began its singing.